Friday night at the Rex Club in central Paris. A steady stream of people in their early 20s leave the dance floor and go into a special smoking room for a quick fag and a chat. There are two red ashtrays on each wall with big stickers reminding you that your cigarette butts will be recycled.
It's good.
Are you doing it?
Yes. It's better for the universe.
And you?
C'est positif.
It's positive.
Oui.
When you smoke your cigarette, you're going to tend to like just throw it on the ground because you do it on the street. I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to put it in the ashtray. Like, we'll be finished with this, and naturally you just throw it on the ground, naturally. But now that you're putting this pressure on me, I'll go towards the ashtray. But usually I won't.
A round of applause! Hell yeah!
Encouraged by a tobacco company, Rex Club is the first place in Paris to try out a cigarette recycling programme run by TerraCycle. Manager Fabrice Gadeau liked the idea of money going to a charity through the sale of objects made from the recycled butts, but he admits it will take time to change smokers' habits.
It's the start of the experimentation, so it's difficult. We hope to obtain some results, but now it's the start of this new concept. But it's necessary to start something to obtain a result at the end.
So you've got to start somewhere.
With the result of the transformation, they obtain some product, they sell product, and the money go to the charity association. So it's a double effect. Help charity and ecological action.
Are you aware of the recycling program?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't just before arriving in this place. So.
Okay. What do you think about it?
I think it's great. But maybe then people will smoke more. But then you don't have like the idea of smoking
a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bit skeptical because I can't think how you can recycle cigarette butts.
We shred the cigarettes once we collect them, separate them. The organics, which is the ash, tobacco, and paper, can then be composted for non-agricultural uses. And the plastic, which is the filter, we can melt that into a plastic that can be injection molded into just about any object you can imagine.
Tom Sacchi, founder and CEO of TerraCycle.
Everything from plastic pallets to ashtrays.
So how many cigarette butts would it take to make an ashtray?
Well, 1,000 cigarettes produces half a kilo of plastic. So if an ashtray, maybe you'd say 300 cigarettes can make an ashtray. But if you want to make a chair, maybe it's 10,000 cigarettes to make a chair. The one challenge when we recycle cigarettes is it still smells like used cigarettes. But there are certain applications of plastic where smell is a non-issue. Imagine like a railroad tie, a road berm, a plastic pallet in a factory. So we focus on used cigarette butt plastic into industrial applications where the smell is okay.
TerraCycle now runs cigarette recycling programs in 10 countries, launched just 6 months ago in France. And despite the French reflex of throwing cigarettes on the floor, he has high hopes even for Paris.
We're already seeing cigarettes come in from places like ski slopes, bars and restaurants, and even certain office buildings. Anyone in France can apply to be a collection point. You simply go to terracycle.fr and you sign up to apply for our program. It's completely free. We cover the shipping and we will process the waste material.
How do you see, as it were, Paris as a market for cigarette butt recycling?
I would say I'm inherently optimistic in the fact that I think most people are good-natured but are lazy. I don't think people maliciously put cigarettes on the ground hoping to pollute or hoping to kill animals. I think it's just a convenience that they don't want to go somewhere. And frankly, as I'm looking on the streets of Paris right now, there's not a single ashtray anywhere. So I think the way to make objects recyclable and then readily recycled is to first give access to infrastructure. So if you and I were having a cigarette today, and if there's no ashtray, very likely we'd throw it on the ground. But if there was an ashtray, it'd be very likely I'd put it there. And if the ashtray said, well, now these cigarettes are going to be recycled, maybe I have an even higher chance of putting it there. That's exactly what we saw in Vancouver, where the cigarette litter rate went down by 99.92%. That's pretty phenomenal. I would also say that TerraCycle's run its platform here in France for now a little bit over 3 years. And France has one of the highest collection rates per capita out of any European country where TerraCycle operates. Surprisingly, there's an amazing consciousness here about the environment, and people will go to the extra effort to do the right thing and recycle their waste. And we've been running platforms with pens, with coffee capsules, with soap packaging, baby food packaging, and many, many others. 2 million people in France already send us waste on a daily basis.
There are 41 cigarette butt collection teams in France so far. They've sent in almost 200,000 cigarette butts, the equivalent of 100 kilos of plastic. Alison Hurd, RFI, Paris.